Acts, the linking book. Imagine a Bible without the book of Acts. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. The New Testament divides neatly into two nearly equal sections. The first consists of four Gospels that tell about Jesus' life on earth. The second section, beginning with Romans, concerns churches that sprang up after Jesus left. In between stands the book of Acts. The best way to appreciate Acts is to imagine a Bible without it. You have just read the life of Jesus, underscored by four different authors, and you turn to Romans. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Rome? How did the story get there from Jerusalem? Next, you'll find two books, also from Paul. Who's he? Addressed to the Church of God in Corinth. Another book follows, written to the church in Galatia, then one to Ephesus, and so on with more letters to other exotic locales. Obviously, something is missing. Without Acts, the New Testament leaps from an orderly history of one man, Jesus, to a collection of unexplained personal correspondence.